Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 113 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. And if you have a spare 30 seconds, please rate and review the podcast on whichever platform you use, and I will give you a little shout-out here on the podcast. So take some time and share some love. And now for this week's podcast. Coventry City is currently looking forward to its status as City of Culture, with its tenure beginning in 2021. And to ring in the celebrations, the ever-popular Horrible Histories team visited the city to film some sketches that revolved around local historical figures, including Lady Godiva and Ira Aldridge. Horrible Histories may have found their fame and fortune on the BBC. Let's strike and rewind that. Horrible Histories may have found their fame on the BBC, but their collective talents are definitely rooted in the theater. So much so that you can often find them touring around the country, including right this minute. They're on tour right now. And these shows are extremely popular with the kids and adults alike, with the Times paper giving it 4 stars and exclaiming, "The auditorium seems fit to combust spontaneously in an explosion of joy and excitement." And if that isn't a call to arms to go see the show, I don't know what is. Curtain Call's Theo Bosanquet is standing in for me this week. When he sat down with the Horrible Histories team to talk about the project with Adam Jenkins, the director, who kicks the chat off, followed by writer Greg Jenna. And then you'll hear from actors Jessica Ransom, Tom Sturton, and Javon Prince, playing Ira Aldridge and Mark Burnham, and Lady Godiva, obviously. And then you'll also hear from costume designer Mark Burnham, who brings it all home. Have a listen.
Horrible Histories were invited to come up to Coventry, which we gratefully accepted, to film some sketches for Coventry becoming the City of Culture in a few years' time. We were delighted to be asked up, had a look at some photographs, first of all, to have a look at some locations, and just couldn't believe the amount of great stuff up here. So we jumped on a train, came and had a little look around, chose some locations, St Mary's Guildhall, Draper's Hall, and the Charter House, where we're going tomorrow, to film some sketches. And we sort of started researching about Coventry and then set our team of writers the challenge of writing 2 sketches and a song featuring Coventry.
It's an interesting one. Terry Deary had done it with the books, actually. He'd written books on York and London and Dublin and so on. He'd done local histories, which... immediately when this Coventry project came up, that was where my brain went to. I thought, well, actually, that's fine, because, you know, Terry's already established a model. And I think what was interesting was that the project came to us with some suggestions of saying, well, you know, we've got these buildings, we've got this heritage that we're proud of, and I'm a medievalist by training, so I immediately thought of Lady Godiva as a sort of good case study, because she's also, she plays into what we do quite well, which is that there's a certain thing we like to do, which is take received knowledge, things that people think they know, and then subvert them, invert what they expect, and then do jokes about, you know, undermining what people assume will be happening. And of course, Lady Godiva, the story of her naked on the horse riding through town, all of that, because it's a kid's show, nudity is a slight problem for us, so we have to be a bit careful with the nudity. But I thought it'd be really fun to do that. So that sketch I came up with in a couple of minutes, really quickly. When Simon phoned me up, he said, what could we do? And I immediately thought, well, why don't we do Lady Godiva, but instead of it, the classical story, can we invert it? And she's sort of a celebrity who's trying to kind of big up her charity work, and the interviewer is desperately trying to talk to her about a thing that never happened, the ride through, you know, the nude ride. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm here to talk about my involvement with the church, because that's a classic comedy setup. One person thinks they're there for one reason, someone else thinks they're there for a different reason, and there's a sort of miscommunication going on.
Tell us about the sketches that you're, or the sketch you're filming this morning.
It's about Lady Godiva.
Hello.
I'm a. You see, if you start picking apart the logic of these things too much, it's odd. But I'm a contemporary reporter covering the procession of the myth of Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva's
riding naked through the streets of Coventry. But it's kids' TV, so obviously you're not going to be naked, are you?
Well, no, and nor was she. That is the point.
Oh, right.
That
no,
is the
sorry.
Historical point.
I totally
point we're
misunderstood.
To
make. I thought we were just working around it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've got some well placed pumpkins to
yes.
give that illusion.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Comedy pumpkins.
and a bag on your head.
And a bag on my head, yeah. And then, and I'm sort of trying to look away nervously, thinking that she's naked as I interview her. But turns out she's not.
Turns out I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
For the completely sort of uninitiated, I guess, tell us what the sort of what Horrible History tries to do to the historical
story
that you're telling.
It always has to be true. That's a big part of it. But Terry Deary, who wrote the original books, was very much about finding the interesting parts of history, the kind of gory and disgusting and weird and interesting things, to get kids engaged. So the basis of every sketch we ever do on the show is always factual, and we have amazing researchers and historians working on it, but then it's finding those interesting quirky facts and making them into the sketches.
The writing's so good, and it's all kind of, you know, sort of that treads a similar tone to, you know, Monty Python stuff, which I still sort of love, you know, films like The Holy Grail and Life of Brian. It sort of fits in with that kind of, that classic genre of British humour.
And it makes us laugh, and I think that the whole thing with, I mean,
I'm a big fan of people falling over and fart jokes, so it's the dream
love
job.
A bit of poo. I think that we have a nice time doing it, and hopefully that kind of translates.
Was kind of like a pioneer for black actors and black movement. So he started obviously acting in America, but slavery was a big thing, and so he came here where it was more acceptable to, you kind of wasn't really, obviously back then it was a problem, but it wasn't that much of an issue with it, as to, you know, where he was in America. And he did a lot here. He ran Coventry, he ran the Belgrade Theatre, 21 years old, which was, that's fantastic, someone 21 years old, so young, to run an institute like that. And for it to be successful and act and campaign for ethnic rights, you know. So he was like a pioneer. He did a lot. He did a lot. For one of the first, I think, black men on stage in the UK. So I think that has to be celebrated. It's very hard to find sort of black men of that time, or positive black role models like that for you to look up to know about. You have to really find it and research those type of men for you to know that what their history is and what they've actually done and how far, what they've had to go through for actors like me to be here to play it. So it's kind of an honour, even though it's a joke and, you know, it's Christmas and it's fun and, you know, but there's actually quite a serious, you know, through line for this.
Here we go.
Oh, speakers in. Hang on, speakers in then, yeah?
That's okay. Play back.
I did so much way back when. Started acting in the States, but they didn't want men like me. Oh no, except for slavery. So I travelled on the boat across the Atlantic Sea.
I am Richard Webb, and I am the composer on Horrible Histories. Doing a song about Ira is great because it's a character not many people know anything about, but it's got a great story. And we're also able to marry it up beautifully with a musical style which relates to the city. So it's sort of like the perfect coming together. Great character, great story, great musical style, which is, you know, what the best Horrible History songs achieve, I think.
Hi there, Mark Bowman. I'm costume designer for this little Horrible History sketch.
As part of the Horrible History series, you must have to design hundreds of costumes.
Yeah, so the last 9 weeks, let's see, I think we went through about 1,500 costumes.
Goodness me.
We did, on average, about 5 sketches, maybe 4 to 5 sketches a day. So on a day, we'd easily go through 40 costumes plus extras. So yeah, we kept busy. And then even on a day, you don't necessarily stick with one period. So it could be that you start off with Tudor, then go to Victorian, then go to modern, then go to 1940s. So yeah, we have a lot to organise and to get. Well, it's good fun.
Where do you source your costumes? Is it a case of...
So Horrible History's got some stock, right. But then we've got about 3 or 4 costume houses that we use. One Bristol Costume Services, which we like using a lot. Then there's 2 London costume houses that we use, Cosprop and Angels. Then there's other smaller ones that we'll do very specific stuff with.
Right.
We've got military stuff. We'll go to a military hire place and sometimes we'll make stuff. It depends on what we need.
Yeah. So it's a huge logistical...
Yeah, there's quite a lot to do.
The Horrible Histories team there, taking time to speak to Curtin Call's Theo Bosanquet about all things Coventry and Horrible Histories. And you can listen to the extended podcast, that original one from Theo, by clicking in the link in the show notes. Now, before we wrap up, if you're a theater professional, guys, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free profile page. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtin Call. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Just get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me at john@curtaincallonline.com. And you can also follow me on the socials at John Schwab, JohnSchwab. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to the fantastic Horrible Histories bunch. Look out for their Coventry City of Culture sketches that will be airing soon. And also a big thank you to Theo Bosanquet for providing the audio to this week's podcast. Make sure to click on the link to hear the full original version of the podcast that has many more guests than you heard today. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtin Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.